I'm Dr. Wissam Elias. I'm a doctor, general practitioner. I'm now living in Erbil, Iraq, which is called the region of Kurdistan. I work for local NGOs called Humanitarian Nineveh Relief Organization that have many departments. One of it, I'm responsible about it, is the health issues. It had been running it for 6 months as an NGO, but before that, it was charity clinics to help the people have moved from a plain of Nineveh and other surrounding area due to prison of ISIS in their original places.
Tell us a little bit about the services that you're providing there then.
Actually, we have now two primary healthcare units, like clinics provide health to the peoples, the IDPs, through many departments that like in, we have internists, pediatrics and gynecologies, and we have brought to it some labs, investigations, and we have like an ophthalmology department too, and we have pharmacies to give the medications for the people, because all this being like an obstacles to the refugee people to get it from outside due to the prices and due to the obstacle of language, because different area and they can't get to the doctors without direction of original people. So this kind of health support we provided, it's kind of unique because there's a lot of NGOs working to provide the food material, the non-food materials, the blankets and everything, also the shelters. But for health support, it's not well present in here. We have only two sites, one through the church for the chronic diseases, medication that is regularly, and us as a health NGO provide the medical support and the need for the people.
And who are most of these people? Who are the beneficiaries? I presume they're mainly Christian families who fled as ISIS attacked the villages.
Right. Mostly we have Christians, but for the last 6-7 months, when we grow bigger, not like the beginning of the crisis, we are receiving from any city of Iraq that have moved and displaced to Erbil mainly, because you know the medical issue is not for some category of people, it's for everybody, like it's a humanitarian things. If we have emergency, we will receive it, regardless the ethnicity and the religions, because this is our job. But we have to make sure that this person, like IDPs, internally displaced or refugees, not to receive everybody, because our resources is limited. So we are providing now for the Christian and non-Christians, mainly from Mosul and the plain of Nineveh, and we have some cities like Tikrit, Ramadi.
And are you also seeing people who have been victims or fighting victims of the conflict?
Yeah. Especially we are facing now people that have traumatized personalities in addition to their original disease and a chronic disease. You know, people has been 2 years like suffering from losing everything they have it, from being rich to living in caravans. Up to now, people like in shock. Usually they say the medical, that you have 6 months for post-traumatic stress syndrome. But the people now are suffering being out of their homes for a long time. And most of them, they start to going outside, which is what they're facing in Europe, the immigrations. People, they try to get out of their situation, the place they were locating now, because they are out of jobs. The resources coming to them is too little. So for this reason, they have a lot of psychological effects and medical diseases due to stress they are living in it. So this is the condition now.
Where do you get most of your support from?
Actually, we are locally working, but to be honest, nothing governmental we have it. We depend on most of the NGOs from outside, like the Pontifical Missions and other NGOs located in the States and Europe. And they are helping. And the remarkable thing, since we started, we've been working in tents and tables and doctors volunteer. Up to now, we didn't give a thought of how is tomorrow will be, because every time we find the hand of God to help us to grow bigger and to help more people. So we have resource, but the things and the question always remain how to maintain, because any cut or stop in our work, it will affect us. And affect the people surrounding us, because we have employees and we have people depend on us for health support. So this is the questions for us, how we gonna go and maintain our work, because it's become like in remarkable and dependable for the refugees and the IDPs in this area where we're working.
You've also been promised support by a very special person, haven't you, just
recently? Yeah, of course, yeah.
Tell us about that story.
Actually, we've been working for a long time, and since the beginning, the Holy Fathers have been support in the beginning through the call to the president of the NGO, Father Bernard Binoca. He said that like he will support whatever it takes. He will never let us down. And finally, we've been in contact with the NGO. It's called Cure Project in the United States. They said, we will provide you with containers, with medical supplies, and whatever you need. But you should have to arrange to pay for it, like in the transport from the state to us. And it was by promise of Holy Fathers. He signed for papers to support us to ship in this cargo from the states door to door to our country. And this will be helpful and support to us. And it was he kept the promise for us. So we are feeling that we are pleased with it.
The Pope has said he would like to come to Iraq. He feels very close to refugees and displaced people.
We hope so. We hope so. We'll be very glad to see you. You know, it's in a crisis. And when you see somebody like the Holy Father is coming to you, you will feel like you are near to God's care, like in somebody coming to see what you're doing and how you're living, because it's not an easy life.
And it must be very difficult to keep hope alive for these people.
This is what
we
keep us alive 2 years. It's faith. Sure, I'm a doctor and I know that if you are a healthy person, you will stay alive. But they never lost their hope in God and faith in Christianity, because there was an option for ISIS, either to pay the tax, the jizya, or to convert to Islam or to be killed. They left everything without thinking about to get off the faith, not for them, for their ancestors too, because Christianity in Iraq around 2,000 years.
Since the earliest times.
Yes, and we have like churches that all like 200 or 300 years, and we have older and older and older churches all over the place, especially in Nineveh. Some of them ISIS has destroyed, but still we have the faith that we keep us alive.